Das ist Musik von meinen Gästen aus dem neuen Album The Year of the Horse. Bei mir sind Madison Violet aus Kanada. Welcome along, ladies. Brandley and Lisa with us.
Dankeschön.
Thank you.
I read you met by chance in a restaurant in Toronto.
We did. It's called The Green Room, which is, of course, everyone knows what a green room is. The Grüne Zimmer, I guess, is that what you call it here? Grüne Zimmer? Ich lerne Deutsch. And yeah, I overheard Lisa say her last name, and that name is a very common name in the East Coast of Canada, but not so common in Toronto. And we started chatting and found out that our fathers grew up together. They went to school together, and
I grew up just down the road from a lot of Brenly's relatives, and we didn't know each other until we were adults, and so it was very chance meeting.
Das grüne Zimmer, so hieß dieser Raum des Restaurants, wo sich Brenly und Lisa kennengelernt haben, und haben festgestellt, obwohl sie sich noch nicht bewusst begegnet sind, ihre Väter sind zusammen aufgewachsen. Erst viel später, als Erwachsene, haben sie sich kennengelernt. And what does that name, Madison Violet, what does it mean? Was bedeutet der Name Madison Violet?
Well, we were actually called Mad Violet for about, I guess, almost eight or nine years. And that came from a writing journey that we were on. We hopped in a camper van and we drove for 2 months around the United States. And we ended up in New Mexico at a campsite near Roswell. And do you guys know X-Files over here? Sort of the Roswell X-Files?
Ja, die Serie X-Files kennen wir in Deutschland durchaus.
So it was in that area. And Brenly and I had a very, very strange encounter that evening that I won't get into. And the woman that evening, who Brenly is not sure, was actually from this planet to begin with. Her name was Violet, and it was that mad experience that we got the Mad Violet, and then eventually it turned into Madison Violet.
Das war der Geigenbogen, der gerade runtergefallen ist. Lisa erzählt, Mad Violet haben sie sich am Anfang genannt und fuhren in einem Campingwagen auf Tour. Von Konzert zu Konzert in New Mexico waren sie, als Brenly eine sehr ungewöhnliche Begegnung mit einer Frau hatte, die Violet hieß. Sie fühlten sich an solche Serien wie X-Files erinnert. Es war ein bisschen merkwürdig, vielleicht auch ein bisschen gespenstisch. Und ja, seitdem heißen sie Mad Violet. Einige CDs haben Madison Violet schon gemacht. Die neue heißt, wie gesagt, Year of the Horse und ist mehr Pop als Folk wie bisher. Why did you change your sound on the new record?
Warum nicht?
Brandy lernt Deutsch. Moment, und Sie haben es verstanden. Warum nicht?
Yeah, I just think that we've done five records together, and I don't want to say that we were getting bored, but we were definitely getting to a place where we wanted to try something new, and we wanted to tap into the records that we listened to when we were kids. I grew up on listening to a lot of British pop, like the Stone Roses and the Cure and Depeche Mode, and those are all big synth bands, and I love that sound. And you know, I was like, before we die, I wanna do a record that sort of encapsulates everything that I've ever loved about music. And so this is kind of the sound that came out of that.
Madison Violet sind meine Gäste und Brenly erzählt, wir haben schon 5 CDs zusammen gemacht und wollten jetzt was Neues ausprobieren. Wir wollten die Musik, die ich in den 80er Jahren gehört habe, Stone Roses, Cure, Depeche Mode, ausprobieren, einfach experimentieren. Bevor ich sterbe, wollte ich solche Musik mal gemacht haben. Die neue Single von Year of the Horse heißt These Ships und wir haben Glück, die beiden spielen sie exklusiv für uns im Domradio Studio. Genießen Sie es, Madison Violet, exklusiv.
2, 3, 4. You and I could be living out on a houseboat. Big smoke. Got myself together now, I like my new place. Street is kinda quiet, but it don't make a waste. Like I did, like
you did,
like we did.
Like I did, like you did, like I did, like you did, like we did. Baby, we weren't built for these ships. Like I did, like you did, like we did. Baby, we weren't built for these ships. Oh, 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 oh.
Thanks a lot. Madison Weiland, meine Gäste. Domradio Musiknachmittag. Wir sprechen mehr gleich. Musiknachmittag im Domradio. Und so hört es sich an, wenn man meine Gäste von CD hört. Madison Weiland aus Kanada. Operator aus dem Album The Year of the Horse. Domradio mit Besuch im Studio Madison Weiland aus Kanada. Ich habe im Internet zur Musik meiner Gäste gelesen, textlich wimmelt es von Herzschmerz und Verlust. Warum, will ich wissen, denn Brantley und Lisa sind bei mir. Why do you keep singing about sad things like loss and heartache?
That's when I feel we're most inspired to write. You know, it's hard to write when you're happy. You know, and I think what we've been trying to do is write about sad things and write about things that are cathartic processes, so that you can deal with those things, but produce them in a way that when you listen to the songs, unless you're actually intently listening to the lyrics, you think it's a happy song. I think that was our goal on this record.
Who has time to write when you're happy?
Wer hat schon Zeit zu schreiben, wenn es ihm gut geht? Wenn es dir gut geht, sagt Lisa vorher, ist es schwerer zu schreiben. Aber wenn es dir schlecht geht, zum Beispiel nach Trennungen und Herzschmerz, dann ist vielmehr das Bedürfnis da. Produziert wurde die neue CD meiner Gäste aus Kanada von einem Italiener, von Tino Solfi. Mm-hmm. How'd you get in touch with Tino?
We were set up to do a writing session with a singer-songwriter by the name of Hoxley Workman, who's quite well known in Canada and in France, I believe, probably in other parts of the world, but quite well known as a producer, songwriter, and singer-songwriter in Canada. And when we went to the studio, he also had his writing partner there, Tino. And so the four of us sat and we wrote a song called Coming Apart, which is on the new record. And we really just clicked. I mean, Tino built a track really quickly around what, and he was just really inspired by us to build this track. And we were really inspired when we came back to the studio. Like, we went for a coffee, came back in a half an hour, and he had sort of a vibe going on about the song, and then we built it from there. And it was so much fun and such a fresh breath of air, because every record we'd made in the past was just write the songs, go in, record them as is, layer them with other instruments, and be done with it. This time we pulled the songs apart. He made us pull them apart. He made us rewrite. He made us start over. It was like such an inspiring 3 months.
And we never let a song just be. Tino liked to, sometimes it was hard to take your foot off the gas pedal, because you'd be going and it'd be going in such a great direction, and you feel like you could go forever and keep changing it. But we never just settled on anything. We never just went, well, that's okay. We worked through every note and every lyric and every nuance until it felt, to us, it felt like the perfect finish.
Meine Gäste erzählen, sie lernten den Produzenten und Singer-Songwriter Hawksley Workman kennen, der in Kanada und Frankreich erfolgreich ist. Und Tino Solfi war sein Partner als Komponist. Wir hatten direkt einen guten Draht. Zum Beispiel, als wir begannen zusammenzuarbeiten. Wir gingen einen Kaffee trinken und er hatte den ersten Song schon fertig produziert. Und das saß. Inspirierende 3 Monate. Die Arbeit am neuen Album The Air of the Horse. Das haben wir vorher noch nie erlebt. Keine Kompromisse, ganz gründliche Arbeit, bis wir wirklich 100% zufrieden waren. Vielleicht laufen Madison Violet sogar bald in Clubs. You've been working with a DJ named Glenn Morrison, who remixed some of your material, didn't you?
Yeah, we've actually never met. He just, he heard the song, he really liked it.
And which one is it?
V-Ships.
V-Ships,
yeah.
Wird's auch als Remix demnächst geben, den Song, den die beiden gerade im Studio gespielt haben.
Well, we actually have, for These Ships, we have about 8 different remixes by different DJs and producers from around the world. So there's some sort of UK club mixes, and there's some slow dub versions, and we actually haven't released the Glenn Morrison one. We've released like 5 others, so we'll see how it goes. And right now they're working on another remix for radio in North America. So it's a very different process for us. It's a whole different ballgame.
Und sie lächelt, während sie das erzählt. 8 DJs aus aller Welt haben den Song These Ships schon remixed. Ein bisschen tanzbares Gewand um diese folkige Popnummer gestrickt. Glenn Morrison, den DJ, haben wir nie getroffen. 5 andere Sachen haben wir schon veröffentlicht. Also wahrscheinlich gibt's auf der Welt bald keinen Ort, keinen Club mehr, wo kein Remix von Madison Violet zu hören ist. Ich habe so ein bisschen den Eindruck, als würden Madison Violet gerade alles tun, um ihre Folk-Vergangenheit hinter sich zu lassen. Schließlich sind sie überhäuft worden mit Folk Awards in Kanada. After all these Folk Awards you got, all the success, it seems to me like you do everything to leave your folk times behind. New dress, pop, DJs, clubs, things.
I don't think it's to leave them behind. I think it's just, why would you, you know, just because you've reached a certain, you know, moment and, you know, someone becomes a lawyer and then they don't, you know, they still have that law degree, but they decide they want to be a chef for a while. You know, what's wrong with that? You take everything you've learned from your folk roots and you take it into the pop. And then if you want to go back to folk, you can do that too. I think that's what it is. It's just having fun with music and moving around. And I'm so proud of what we've accomplished in the past. And we may make another singer-songwriter record next. We don't know.
And I think it's more growth than anything. I think we're just trying to grow as artists, and that seemed like the right direction to go at this point in our careers.
Wir sind so stolz auf das, was wir in der Folkszene in Kanada erreicht haben. Aber wenn jemand als Rechtsanwalt ausgebildet wurde, warum sollte er nicht auch mal Koch werden oder was ausprobieren? Es macht uns Spaß, mal was anderes zu machen. Vielleicht klingt die nächste Platte wieder ganz anders. Die nächste Platte von Madison Violet aus Kanada. Do you feel like playing one more live?
Sure.
Huh? We'd love to hear some.
On the south side of the rails, there ain't no room to fail. Ohio, never been there for you. I just couldn't follow through. And I walk along the streets of Shaker Square. Well, they never turn the lights out there. Oh, you who? You're my feeling, see I've only got the one. It's been living and not healing. Oh, you who? You're my feeling in all that we become. I'll give in if you believe it. That I love, that I love, that I love, that I love. Oh, Ohio. Ohio, oh, Ohio, Ohio, oh, Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. And if we could catch the past off guard, brave the storm and shield the heart. How love has its up and downs, can't take another round. Been there for you. I just couldn't follow through. I walk along the streets of Shaker Square. Well, they never turn the lights out there. Oh, you who? You're my feeling. See, I've only got the one. It's been living and not healing. Oh, you who? Feeling in all that we become. I'll give in if you believe it. That I love, that I love, that I love, that I love. Oh, Ohio, Ohio, oh, Ohio, Ohio, oh, Ohio, Ohio.
Ohio. Madison Violet, live im Studio, ein exklusives Radiokonzert, nur für Sie. Und gerade wart ihr auf einer langen Tournee durch Deutschland, Österreich und die Schweiz und habt dabei auch in mehreren Kirchen gespielt. You played several churches on your tour. Does your music fit to a church?
It's just they just always have gorgeous acoustics, a lot of churches.
I think that it might be somewhat more challenging when you have drums in a big acoustic room like that. It might be a little more challenging, but we have a great sound man, so I think it's going to be great. We have done a lot of churches in the past. We have not done many churches this year with this new record.
Is it something special for you to play a church spiritually?
I mean, I think it's especially churches here that are, you know, hundreds of years old.
Look behind us. Come on, that's the most beautiful structure I've ever seen.
There's an energy about it when you walk in. It's different than any other kind of venue, for sure.
Kirchen haben ja eine ganz besonders tolle Akustik. Wir haben als Trio gespielt. Wenn wir jetzt mit Schlagzeug und Bass in einer Kirche auftreten, sagen Madison Violet meine Gäste, dann ist das schon eine Herausforderung, aber wir haben einen sehr guten Tontechniker. Naja, und gerade auf dem Kontinent, in Europa zu spielen, schau dir die Kirchen an. Wir sitzen direkt vor dem Kölner Dom mit dem Domradio. Hinter uns oder hinter meinen Gästen, ich kann direkt drauf gucken, ist der Kölner Dom. Mein Gott, sagen meine Gäste. Geht ihr auch privat in die Kirche? Do you go to churches in your private life? Are you religious persons?
I would consider myself a spiritual agnostic. I do not go to church.
Ich bin spirituell, aber Agnostikerin eigentlich. Ihr kommt ja aus einer ganz großen Familie. War da Religion und Glauben immer ein Thema? I heard you come from big families, both of you. Has religion always been a big topic then? Is that the reason why you turned your back?
No, and we never turned our backs. It's more of a, again, we're both very spiritual people. My parents, my father is very spiritual and is very dedicated to his church and his God.
Wir haben der Kirche nicht den Rücken gekehrt, erzählt Lisa. Mein Vater ist ein sehr spiritueller Mensch, ein sehr, sehr spiritueller Mensch. Aber die Tatsache, dass wir aus einer großen Familie kommen, das hat uns in dem Fall Kirche nicht näher gebracht. Madison Violet aus Kanada. What you first discovered was your parents' record collection, wasn't it? Mm. Neil Young. And I read Dolly Parton records.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Elvis Presley records and... Charlie Pride, Charlie Rich,
Freddie Fender. Lots of old country.
Lots of old country and the Beach Boys. My parents had, you name the 8-track, they had it. An amazing record collection, really. Casey and the Sunshine Band. They listened to it all, and that's kind of, it was hard for me not to fall in love with music as early as I was hearing it. Ja, and as often as I was hearing it.
Sie haben die Musik bei ihren Eltern entdeckt. Sie haben eine riesen Plattensammlung gehabt, erzählt Brandley. Country wie Charlie Rich, aber Beach Boys. Auch Neil Young, Dolly Parton. Casey and the Sunshine Band, vielleicht erinnern Sie sich noch an die. Und das war so unser Zugang zur Musik. Good luck with your record.
Dankeschön.
Danke, thank you so much.
And thanks for being here and playing.
Thank you for having me.
Madison Violet. Support.